Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Listen. It's the Burt Show.
I've said this a million times before. You guys hit us up with emails or call for advice or whatever. Why? We don't know what we're doing. We're no different than you. We don't have degrees in all of this. We're just a couple of people with microphones. This doesn't make us any more credible than you guys.
Okay, you need to stop because we need people to still email us stuff because we need content.
Well, that's true, but I just want to let you know that the advice we give you is probably bad.
We pretend like we know pretty well.
So let's see how we stack up against a true professional. And that would be Dear Abby. Now, you guys don't look at your schedule. Don't look to see how Abby, Dear Abby, addressed this or answered it, all right?
And she is an old school, like this goes back to those things called newspapers that people actually held in their hands. And she was an advice columnist that was, she's nationally syndicated in newspapers, and people would send in questions to Dear Abby and she would try to help them and give them the best advice she has.
She's still doing it. I don't know where it is. I don't know if it's in newspapers, online, whatever. Okay, but here it is, because her husband has got himself a little bit of a habit, and that habit is porn. And she's not too happy about it, so she writes into Dear Abby. Dear Abby, my husband looks at pornography. I find it disgusting and it turns me off. I feel that if he has to look at it, it means I'm not good enough or sexy enough for him. I don't believe his excuse of, it has nothing to do with you. When I try to tell him how it makes me feel, he becomes indignant and turns the conversation around to something he doesn't like about me to take the focus off of himself.
Deflect.
He doesn't watch porn around me, but he gets pop-up ads on his phone all the time, so I assume he looks at it frequently. I've even seen notifications suggesting he belongs to a website where he can chat with women, although he says he has no idea why he gets them. I'm not stupid. I don't know anyone else with this kind of issue. I have been able to have sex with him lately knowing this is going on. I don't have plans to leave him over this, but what can I do? And then in capital letters, turn it off in Washington. All right, Abby, how would you give advice?
How would I give advice? No, yep. I think we should go to the professional. What did the other Abby say? Okay, here's what I would do. For me, I understand why it's a turnoff. And especially in a relationship, I agree that it doesn't completely make sense. Like, I've never understood, like, if you have the opportunity between getting it on with a real person and getting it on with your phone, why you would choose your phone over that person. And I'm sure there's a logical explanation that a man might be better qualified to explain. But I think really you just need to, if you're not going to leave him over it, and you want to continue with this relationship, then maybe you just have to accept that this is a part of his sexual routine. If that's really what he's into, if he would rather do it with his phone or his computer or his DVR, whatever he's looking at. I think that you just have to accept this part of him. And I guess my advice here is just ignore it, which is horrible advice.
All right, I would say it, as hard as it is to do, and I get why it's difficult, the first thing you have to do is stop taking it personally. He could be doing this for reasons that belong solely to him and has nothing to do with you. Second thing I would say to do is to stop assuming. Don't assume why he's doing it. And again, don't make it about you. But then once you do that, I would say it's time to have a conversation with him to where you're honest about why it affects you. And if he is not going to... take that in, take heed to whatever you're saying, then you got to truly make a decision about whether or not you can continue in this relationship. And if you cannot, then leave.
All right. We need to have a porno mediation. Okay?
Porno mediation. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you sit down, he sits down, you explain how him watching porn affects you. He explains why he has this desire and need to watch it. And then you come up with pornography boundaries. So I do agree, like, for some people, that this is, you know, part of his, you know, his sexual experience.
Is foreplay before the foreplay?
Maybe. Who knows? Everybody has their own. Has their own reasoning. So now him talking, chatting with other women, that crosses a line. That to me is if you're chatting with other women online, well, that's a certain form of infidelity, at least in my eyes, right? So
now she doesn't say he is. She says he belongs to a website where they can chat with women. We don't know if he has.
But that's where the pornography mediation and compromise comes in. He's like, you can be like, okay, well, you belong to this website. Mm. If you want to look at it, that's fine. But if you chat with women, you have crossed the line. So you come up with these parameters that makes you comfortable and also allows him to explore this area of his sexual life that obviously seems very important to him.
So that's an interesting take here. I wasn't going to go down this road, and I want to get to her advice in a second. But if the fantasy is a fantasy and he's just talking to a woman, he's not even looking, maybe he's looking at her, and talking to her, why is that so much more offensive than just looking at the pictures? It's not like they're going to meet up at noon or anything. It's continuing him to the fantasy.
You don't know that. I mean, I don't know who these people are. I don't know where they are. Like, actually talking to another human being and having an interaction with them, can lead to more, like that starts involving emotion, right? Like your cognitive thinking, you're actually engaging with somebody else. That's a whole different level. That's comparing apples and oranges. It's one thing to look at a picture. It's one thing to look at a video. It's another thing to have a full-on interaction with another human being.
Yeah, I would just see it as a gateway. Like it's not necessarily that it's different, but you're opening the doors for it to become different very quickly if there's communication involved compared to where there isn't.
I think I would be in the same situation as this woman writing in. Maybe this makes me sort of unique as a guy, but if my woman was looking at porn every single day, that would definitely get into my head.
Every day's an issue.
Uh-huh.
So that's why I feel like you need to have a mediation and come to compromise. Like, if you want to look at it twice a week, sure. Every day, I'm not okay with that. Like, you have to come to some kind of, like, middle ground here. And if you're looking at pornography, I don't know what the definition of addiction to pornography is. I don't know what constitutes addiction to pornography, but I feel like if you have to look at it every single day, you might want to take a step back and ask yourself, why do I need this every single day?
I don't consider myself prude-like, but it doesn't even have to be every day. If my woman was looking at porn, it would bother me.
Once a week?
Bother me.
Once a week wouldn't bother me.
Bother me. I don't know why.
Just I don't know why either.
Just for her to get a quick little...
What if you're not around?
Then wait till I am. I don't know why I feel so strongly about this, but I do. Okay. So here is the advice that Dear Abby gave the professional. Dear Turned Off. Realize that your husband's appetite for porn really has nothing to do with your level of attractiveness and everything to do with his own appetites. Next, and this is equally important, please seek a referral to a licensed psychotherapist who can help you to rebuild your damaged self-esteem. Your husband is far from the only man who enjoys X-rated entertainment. So do some women. And many couples view it together as a form of erotica. That wouldn't bother me. But by yourself, I don't know why I feel so conservative in this area.
Huh.
The chat rooms, however, are another matter. Perhaps your husband can explain that to you during some of the sessions with your therapists. It might be more effective than him becoming critical and accusatory when you attempt to try to explain how his behavior affects you. Of this, I am sure. Denying sex to your husband not only won't improve your relationship, but it will erode it further, and I don't recommend it.
Well, yeah, if you're upset he's watching porn and so you withhold sex,
right.
You're just kind of pouring gasoline on that fire.
That subscription cost going to go up and up.
It's The Bird Show.
Listen, it's The Bird Show.